Dear colleagues, I'm Christoph Diener, a neurologist from the University of Essen in Germany, and my today's topic is migraine prevention. People who have frequent migraine require preventive therapy, otherwise they perhaps could take too much acute medication and medication overuse headache could develop. We have a number of established therapies for migraine prevention like beta blockers, valproic acid, topiramate, amitriptyline, and for chronic migraine, botulinum toxin. Now, the problem with most drugs is that they have side effects, and the most frequent side effect of amitriptyline, propranolol, and valproic acid is weight gain. So patients are looking forward to a preventive therapy which does not lead to weight gain, in particular women. Now, there was some years ago a small trial looking at candesartan compared to placebo for migraine prevention, which was positive. And a new trial was now published in Cephalalgia investigating whether candesartan is effective in migraine prevention. Now, this was a very complicated trial. It had 72 patients, and it was a crossover trial with three treatment periods. Number one, candesartan 60 milligrams per day. Number two, slow-release propranolol 160 milligrams per day. And in the third period, placebo. The treatment periods always lasted for 12 weeks, and the patients recorded migraine days in a diary. The baseline frequency of migraine was about 5 days per month. Now, what the trial showed that there was a significant decrease in migraine days, both for propranolol and candesartan. There was no difference between the two active treatments. In terms of side effects, as you would expect, the side effects were different. The most frequent side effect of candesartan was dizziness, and the most frequent side effect of the beta blocker was body pain. Interestingly, only one patient in the candesartan group dropped out because of adverse events. So obviously candesartan is very well tolerated. Now, in absolute terms, the decrease in migraine frequency was not spectacular, but this has most probably to do with the relatively low frequency of migraine at baseline. Ladies and gentlemen, I think if we take all the evidence together that we have from angiotensin receptor blockers to prevent migraine, it seems that there is some efficacy. And I think it's worthwhile to see whether candesartan or perhaps telmisartan work, in particular in women who have side effects with the other preventive medical therapy. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm Christoph Diener. I'm a neurologist from the University of Essen in Germany. Thank you for listening.